Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Small and Mighty Real Estate Investor, How to Reach Financial Freedom with Fewer Rental Properties by Chad Carson is a real estate investing book focused on building financial independence with a deliberately small, manageable rental portfolio, rather than framing real estate as a path to maximum scale or aggressive empire building. It presents property ownership as a tool for creating a more flexible life with less time pressure and less operational complexity. The book is aimed at investors who want practical strategies for buying, financing, managing, and eventually simplifying rental holdings so that the portfolio serves personal goals instead of dominating them. Its central purpose is to show that freedom can come from owning fewer, better chosen properties, provided they are designed to produce reliable cash flow and lower stress. The book combines philosophy and tactics, and making it relevant both to readers who are reconsidering their investing strategy and to those already in the market who want a more sustainable approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life-first framework that rejects portfolio size as the main measure of success. The book's approach also changes how investors judge trade-offs. A larger portfolio can increase gross assets, but if it creates constant repairs, refinancing pressure, and decision fatigue, it may reduce actual freedom. Carson's model treats freedom as the primary output and uses portfolio size only as a supporting metric. That makes the strategy more personal and realistic than traditional scale-driven advice. Secondly, using financial independence numbers to design the right portfolio size, this framework also reinforces discipline in capital allocation by tying property acquisition to an explicit independence number. The book reduces the temptation to buy deals that are interesting but not necessary. The result is a more intentional portfolio design process, one based on function rather than habit. Thirdly, buying profitable rentals with a focus on income, simplicity, and low management burden by linking acquisition decisions to future workload, the book challenges the common habit of treating purchase price or leverage as the main criteria. Instead, it treats durable cash flow and manageable ownership as the real tests of quality. That makes the buying process more disciplined and better aligned with long-term freedom. Fourthly, financing and debt decisions as tools for reducing risk. Not just boosting growth, the book's debt discussion stands out because it acknowledges that the correct answer changes with the investor's objectives. It does not treat leverage as inherently good or bad. Instead, it asks whether the financing decision strengthens the portfolio's usefulness in real life, which is a more grounded standard. Lastly, systematizing ownership so rentals become a source of freedom rather than a second career. Carson's emphasis on streamlined ownership makes the book practical for busy professionals and families. It suggests that real estate can be compatible with limited time only if the portfolio is designed around simplicity from the start. That operational realism is one of the book's strongest features. In conclusion, Small and Mighty Real Estate Investor is best suited for readers who want rental income without adopting the conventional grow as large as possible mentality. It will appeal to newer investors, experienced landlords, and busy professionals who care as much about time, flexibility, and risk control as they do about returns. The book is especially useful for readers who have already sensed that more properties do not automatically mean more freedom. Its value lies in helping them define a target, choose properties more carefully, finance with greater intention, and build systems that keep ownership manageable. This, compared with many real estate investing books, it stands out because it treats portfolio size as a strategic outcome, not a goal in itself. It also gives unusual attention to debt reduction and long-term simplicity, topics that are often minimized in books focused on expansion. The result is a guide that is both philosophical and practical, offering a clear framework for investors who want real estate to support an independent life rather than consume it. If you would like to support Chad Carson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.